Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Scott Jacobs' show. I was just wanting to go over a few things, like I've seen a few headliners I wanted to go over. The food supply in China is breaking, and we are being warned that the meat shortage in the U.S. could happen. So now we're under food shortage because people ain't been able to work. And since China goes, if one country has a shortage, it pretty much is a chain reaction. All countries eventually have it if this epidemic don't get any better. And you know, it's crazy how some reporters are reporting, like a CNN reporter claims that coronavirus has helped humanity by buying some time against global warming because we've been having to stay at home. I mean, what kind of shit is that? I mean, is it true? I don't know. The things I read on the news today is really crazy. Really, really messed up stuff. And like, our unemployment rate is up to 26 million during the coronavirus crisis. I mean, 26 million people on unemployment? Really? That is crazy. I mean, that's a lot of people on the unemployment. And I was reading online something about a UK man claims he was arrested and fined for buying wine. Like, what's going on in the UK? Why can't you buy wine? I mean, what's the big deal? Like, what is this world coming to when you can't even buy a load of wine? You know, if I got arrested for buying me a damn beer, I mean, my goodness, this world is coming to some crazy ways, you know. And I just hope everybody's ready for it. I mean, I hope the Bible speaks to the latter days, and I really believe we're there, bud, guys. And I want to put a shout out to all my new first time listeners and first time joiners. I have a Facebook page that's Scott Jacobs Show. You can find it, like it, comment, give me some pointers. You know how it is. I got the Facebook page up. Like I was telling y'all the other day, I was wanting to do, I got a page up, so y'all come follow my page on Facebook. And I want to go over the 5G theories. I've heard so many theories about this 5G network. I've heard it's killing our body, it's giving us cancer. I heard it's activating and mutating the coronavirus. It just goes on and on. I mean, yes, I don't think this 5G is a good thing to have. I think it needs to get shut down, my honest opinion. Because what's wrong with what we got now? Why does everything get better and better and better when there's nothing wrong with what we got? You know, what was wrong with the 4G Lite? I mean, my phone runs great on that network. So, no, but they gotta go make a 5G. I mean, how good is a 5G gonna really be? You know, what are we gonna... It just don't make sense, guys. You know. But the crisis on unemployment is worse than the Great Depression, some people say. You know, I read that headline. You know, if the unemployment rate is worse than the Great Depression, I mean, we're under a bad time right now. You know, things are getting worse. And I'm afraid it ain't gonna get any better, my friends. And I've always told myself, if things got bad, I'd run to the mountains and live off the land and wait till society got done with the bullcrap. You know, that sounds like a great plan, don't it, guys? Mm-hmm. You know, it keeps you out of the drama that's going on while it's going on. You'll have riots going on. You'll have all kinds of stuff. But back to that Chinese break telling us that being warned that we could have a meat shortage, you know, that is something. Like, how is China controlling our meat? We get meat from them too? Do we not have enough farmers to be able to do it on our own? But we gotta go get beef from China too? I mean, what don't come from there? Hell, as far as I see, everything comes from there. But what can we do? And what if that one scene, you know, I just told you that one report about the CNN reporter claiming that the coronavirus has helped humanity buying some time against the global warming. I mean, what if that's the case? You know, how bad are we against the global warming? You know, I've not heard no press meeting or nobody telling us how bad this global warming is here lately. You know, how bad is really the... I don't understand. I wished I understood a little better in what I do, but I will eventually. But guys, times are getting pretty crazy. I want to let everybody know, you know, you might want to start getting with the good Lord, because you really want him on your side whenever all this stuff starts breaking loose, people. I mean, I pray every day that everybody in this world can get saved by God's grace, but I know it's not going to happen because you got your selfish people. You got selfish people, you got stubborn people that think their way is the only way and that there ain't nobody but their way, you know. I mean, people just don't get life, you know. And what the weather today in North Carolina was pretty nice today, guys. I don't know about y'all, but it was nice in my area. It was pretty warm and had a little breeze in the air. Kind of felt like fall there for a little bit. Or spring, you know. It felt good. Had the breeze and the sun both together. That was a great feeling today. And I really hope everybody's enjoying my podcast. I know, like I said, it will get better as I go. You know, I'm learning as I go too, just like you and me. And I want to talk about something that I've tried before in my life. It's called the X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. It's on Infowars.com. You can buy it from there. It's back in stock, and it's you can get up to 50% off right now. And I want to give a shout out to Anchor for this awesome app. You know, it's just a great app. You just got to check it out for yourself. You know, get into your own podcasting. I mean, it took me a little bit. Look where I'm at now. I'm here making shows every chance I get. And it's pretty fun. You know, it gives me something to look forward to every day. Talking to you people. You know, and that's one of my greatest funs right now is being able to talk to the world and get my word out. All I need y'all is just share, and get my name out there. Get my podcast going so I can get up. I'm on Apple Podcasts now. I'm on Google Podcasts. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Breaker. I'm on Public Radio. You know, I'm on quite a few other ones too. So, everybody keep up and watch my show. Keep up with me and help me get good reviews with this stuff, because I just want to continue doing it. But everybody, I hope y'all have a nice evening. I'm going to cut my show a little short today. I think tomorrow I might try to do a little longer. I don't know. It just depends on how hard I work today. Well, today I had to do truck and do a few other things. So I was pretty wore out today, guys. But I at least wanted to get on here and let y'all know I'm still here and doing my everyday podcast and enjoy my show. So, talk to y'all tomorrow. It's April 27, 2020. Have a good evening.